French LGBT activists file criminal complaint against transphobic feminists. By Chris Tomlinson on March 22, 2023. Three French LGBT activist groups have filed the criminal complaint against feminists Dora Moutat and Marguerite Stern, pictured above, over comments on allowing transgenders into women's-only spaces, such as bathrooms. The complaint revolves around a manifesto co-authored by Moutat and Stern, who are both well-known feminists critical of the transgender movement in France and make their views known on their own blogs. The association's Stop Homophobia Mousse and Famille LGBT Plus released a statement Tuesday indicating that they had filed a criminal complaint against the pair for insults and public provocations to hatred or violence against transgender people. The groups listed several passages from the manifesto, including one which states, "Why should trans women's fear of being mocked in men's bathrooms take precedence over women's fear of being raped? Of course, not all trans people are predators, but we are forced to be wary because transgenderism can be instrumentalized by any man to access women's spaces." Lawyer Etienne Deschauliers explained the reasoning for the criminal complaint, saying, "It is not because a transgender person once assaulted a cisgender woman in a space reserved for women that we should now be wary of all transgender people and deny them access to women's toilets. The argument is not logical. Similarly, just because a white person was once assaulted by a black man in the United States does not mean that all whites should now be wary of all blacks in France," Deschauliers added. The criminal complaint comes after a number of clashes between feminists or lesbians and transgender activists in France in recent years. In April of 2021, French lesbians denounced sexual assaults from transgender activists with the far-left scene in France, only to have members of the far-left Antifa extremist group label the women transphobic. "In the spaces they lead, we have to undergo workshops called deconstruction of genital preferences, brainwashing to overcome our aversion to coitus and fellatio," the lesbian feminist activist said. In October of last year, members of the feminist group L'Amazon were physically attacked by transgender activists in Paris during a pro-abortion rally after being labeled trans-exclusionary radical feminists or TERFs. "They tore down our signs and started beating us when we tried to get them back. We asked the organizers to intervene in the face of this violence, which they refused. We, therefore, turned to the police who were present," the group said after the violence. "When did it become normal in France to attack women during feminist demonstrations? What is the relationship between transphobia and women who demonstrate for the right to abortion?" they added. Marguerite Stern also expressed her support for the group, saying, "The women of L'Amazon have been assaulted by a horde of teenage girls visibly much more angry with the TERFs than with the restriction of abortion." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.